Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Nightly Wind Down with Mia, Javon, Andrew on OnePurposeRadio.com. Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Mia. It is a little bit after 10 o'clock. 10:01 is not that bad. It's not that bad. Well, 10:02 now. I'm kind of on time. I hope you all are having a wonderful Wednesday evening after enjoying a wonderful Wednesday. Is that, is it just me or was today one of those days? I know it's one of the popular saying is life is life. And for me, that's so accurate. Life is life. So how y'all doing out there with life, life, and the way that it is? So a lot going on. We talked earlier this week about the conflict that's occurring in the Middle East. We are learning more and more as days progress. And, you know, it kind of, if you are tapped into humanity in any way, it's really not good. So we have to find whatever good we can find in the moments that we have. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy doing this. I'm just getting notifications from everywhere. But this is why I enjoy doing this and coming on, because, you know, I want people to know that they are not the only ones that have feelings about what's going on in this world. That's why I wanted to call it Wind Down, so we can connect and kind of come off of all the craziness that happens throughout the day, the things that we consume, the life, the fast-paced life that we're forced to live, you know, and remind people to rest. That's so important. You know, everybody thinks that it's most people. I ain't gonna say everybody. So many people, especially our young people, think that it's all about the grind and moving and going. And I was just reading today in Proverbs how God gives us rest, and that's so important. I think that that's something that we have to take into account for the life that we live is rest. Make it important. Make it a priority. You know, it's good to rest. I also was watching a video today where a young lady was talking about the time in the car. Any parent can relate to that time in the car before you go in the house. And she mentioned before you go into work. And it's so true. You may hear my dog coming in. He need his nails clipped, and it sounds like he got on high heels walking through here. But it's so true, that time that we spend in the car, just minding our business, gathering ourselves, dealing with our emotions, praying, meditating, whatever it is you spend that moment in the car doing. And my son is so funny because I do it, and my cousin, she does it too. And he's like, why do y'all spend so much time in the car? And I just want to say, like, you ain't been through enough, maybe. These young kids, my son is 20. It's like, you ain't been through enough, I guess. Because if you go through some things, when you go through some stuff, you know, you got to get your mind right. And nowadays, dealing with traffic is a whole other type of, you know, come down. You got to come down from driving in, what's that, Grand Theft Auto here in Chicago. That's what I feel like we in a video game when we drive it. So even making it home, you know, you just have to take that time to just say thank you, because what did I just go through? At least that's me. That's my mindset. So that was a good video to watch to, you know, realize that it's not just me. You know, it's not just me that need those moments and that need those times. And so I know that when I started doing this show, I realized that it can't just be me who needs to just come off of all of the craziness. And, you know, I know years ago meditating was a big thing, and everybody was talking about meditating and, you know, getting your devotion in and things like that. And I agree with it. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not against it. I think it's a great thing. But I also think that it's great to come together and fellowship in some type of way. And just to realize, like I said, that you are not alone. You are not the only one that feels like it's a lot going on and it just doesn't feel normal, you know. And so we need each other to help with our sanity and to have a sound mind. And what is better way to do that than over music, talking about music, talking about the nostalgia of songs and just remembering the good times, not dwelling on the good times, because we can create our good times now. We cannot forget to do that. Create our good times now and enjoy life now. Of course, we should be doing that. But revisiting some of these songs through an era when things seemingly were not as worrisome and dark and grim. Is that how I feel? You know, I hate to talk like that around young folks because I want them to have hope for their future. So I tend to not say things like "when our last days" or "these are the end of times." I don't dwell on that. I like to, but I do like to reminisce and talk about the good old days. And I know that, you know, some people would say that's not what we should do, but nostalgia brings, it has to do something for the brain, for the mind. It has to give you some type of peace in your mind. It helps with that. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. Y'all tell me. Somebody tell me. And remember that you can call into the show. The call-in number is 515-605-9723. And if you call in, you will get me. And we're talking about tonight, Love Train, Choosing Love. And you can only call in at 10 o'clock between 10 and 10:15 when I'm live. So if you hear the repeat of this show, of course, call in that following night, Monday through Friday. I'm here. I'll be here. But if you hear something strange in the background, that's my dog. Forgive him. He hangs out with me. So it is what it is. But tonight's topic is Love Train, Choosing Love. Topic is Love Train, Choosing Love. You know, there's a lot of talk. Y'all know, we know, there's a lot of talk about relationship stuff that's happening in the world on YouTube and on social media. And they got Iyanla back online talking about after her losing her daughter. She has a show where she has come back and she's talking about relationships. And Oprah got everybody journaling. I have a journal out. I kind of plug my own stuff. I have a journal out called As Thyself Thy Near, and it can be accompanied with a 40-day journal where, you know, we're digging into who we are and kind of doing some of that self-healing stuff so we can be good for ourselves and good for other people. But the topic is Love Train, Choosing Love, is because I think that's the principal thing. All the relationship talk that we have, I think it's important to be able to choose love. You know, I don't feel like it's as complicated as we try to make it. Let me tell you, relationship issues, partnership, marriage, coupling, SEX, sex, it's all been around since the beginning of time. We act like we're dealing with something foreign, new, and like we're trying to figure it out. And that's just not the case. We don't want to make a choice. We don't want to make a choice. That's what it is. We don't want to make a choice for it to be what it is designed to be. And we have to choose to commit, choose to love, choose to be. I think we all live with some remnant of trust issues, whether it is in our personal relationships, with our own decisions, and even with our relationship with God. You know, we have trust issues that we don't want to deal with. Now, I always talk about my daytime stuff. We can talk about some of the root causes of those trust issues in the daytime, but this ain't for that. This ain't for that. We're talking about love. And some of the songs that I pulled for this topic was obviously Love's Train by Confunction. That was actually the motivation for the list, is Love's Train by Confunction, which was a jam. That was a good song. Now this one that's on the playlist, I've moved on to the playlist. It's on Spotify, and you can link to the playlist. And this is, you know, this is the playlist. It's what I want you all to truly wind down to. We chat a little bit. We talk a little bit. But once we off at 10:15, so what, I got 2 minutes? They're giving me three minutes and 15 seconds. Once we are off and we're done chatting and decompressing is what I like to call it. Once we're done decompressing, then we can wind down to the list. Now, I've listened to the list the whole day. So I am full and ready to go to sleep. And I want y'all to get like me, be full of the topic of love, choosing love, and sleep on that. But two occasions, you know, I thought that was for the longest, like it was until today. I thought that was Babyface all my life. Literally all these years. And it's his brother. Oh my goodness. But anyway, it's his brother. I never put two and two together. I just enjoyed the song. And then, you don't have to cry. That was my song. I will be there by your side. I love that. Choose love. And then it was You, Me, and He. When I was a kid, that song was a little complicated for me. But as I get older, I realize that it's all about a choice. You got to make your decision. You, me, and he, what's it going to be? That's a song. That was a choice. There's a choice in there. And then there's This Is For the Lover in You by Shalamar. And I threw If You Love Me by Brownstone in this one, because I thought that this was a great addition to this list, because it's a choice. If you love me, say it. If you trust me. That is a choice. You know, definitely a reminder to all of us that there's a choice to be made. So I want, just ponder on that as you listen to the list and the playlist. Just do a little bit of pondering on the fact that we have free will to choose and we have authority over our own lives. And when you realize that, and you operate in that and from that free will, like nobody has to pressure you into anything. No one has to pressure you into the thoughts and things. You can choose. Like you can really be free to choose to be single, to be married. Like it's all up to you. You can love and experience, show love however it is you decide to show it in this world. So let's ponder on that. This is a little bit about romantic love, but until next time, peace out.